You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Scientists warn, your birth month defines your health and personality. Do you believe that the planets have some influence on our lives? Or are you a skeptic who considers that it goes against science? Whatever the case, some recent investigations show that the season in which we are born influences both our lives and health. How does it work? What are the things people born in each season should pay attention to? We have tried to answer the questions, and at the end, you will see an intriguing bonus. Are you happy with your work? Or do you feel that something has gone wrong and your occupation is not really what you should be doing? Watch this video and find out how professions depend on your birth month. Remember to hit the like button. We did our best. Why does your birth month influence you? Throughout the year, women get different amounts of solar light. Why does it matter? Well, scientists from Budapest think that a lack of solar light may influence a child's development in the mother's womb. Surprisingly, the birth month also affects the level of dopamine and serotonin, the happiness and good mood hormones. Together with that, researchers at Alicante University in Spain even defined the connection between the birth month of a person and a disposition to 27 chronic diseases and conditions. Now we'll have a look at the months of birth and the diseases connected with them. January. Those who were born in winter are less short-tempered and choleric than those who were born in other seasons. It must be true, they need all the energy to keep warm, not to spend it on unnecessary emotions. However, you don't get much sun during this time of year. That's why people born in the winter are disposed to suppressed mood and depression. Those who have their birthdays in January often experience gastric ulcers, constipation, heart attacks, migraine, loin pains, if we speak about men, and menopause problems for women. But there is a bright side for the men born in January.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
They suffer from thyroid gland problems 3 times less frequently than those born in September. February. People born in February are famous for their honesty. So if you don't want to hear the truth about your new haircut, don't ask them. They are also considered to be mysterious and quiet. Their credo is the less you say, the better. Those who have their birthdays in February should be aware of thyroid gland problems, osteoarthritis, heart diseases for men, and thrombosis for women. March. All people who were born in the spring are disposed to hyperthymia. It may sound like the name of a fatal disease, but, in fact, means that these individuals are always in a good mood. Those who have birthdays in March, April, and May more often become cheerful optimists, and isn't it a cool diagnosis? However, it doesn't mean that these people shouldn't be aware of the threats to their health. Men born in March may have asthma, cataracts, and heart problems, while women might suffer from rheumatism, constipation, and arthritis. April. Another spring month with similar character traits but different diseases. Men born in April are disposed to osteoporosis, thyroid gland problems, and asthma. Women born in April should be aware of bronchitis, tumors, and osteoporosis. May. People born in May are typically ambitious and hardworking. However, they tend to spend a lot of money as well. Being very emotional, they can get angry quite fast. Those men born in May may have problems with asthma, diabetes, and even depression. Women are likely to have osteoporosis, constipation, and chronic allergies. How's it going so far? Have you found yourself in here? Comment below and remember to give us a thumbs up. June. It's not a surprise that people born in the summer view this world positively. Nevertheless,
hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They are disposed to cyclothymia. Again, nothing serious to worry about, just frequent mood swings. In some rare cases, cyclothymia may progress into a psychological disorder, such as bipolar disorder, or a maniacal depressive psychosis. This swing effect is obvious in such people in comparison to those born in winter months. Men born in June are disposed to having cataracts, chronic bronchitis, and heart disease. Women are likely to suffer from rheumatism, urinary incontinence, and arthritis. There are some more surprising statistics. Men born in the first month of summer are 34% less likely to suffer from depression and 22% less likely to suffer from back pain. At the same time, women born in June are 35% less likely to have menopausal problems and 33% less likely to suffer from migraines. July. People born in July are caring and very devoted to their families. They are sensitive and emotional and can be very protective of the ones they love. The diseases they are likely to suffer from are asthma, arthritis, tumors, and chronic neck pain. Perhaps they carry too much responsibility on their necks. August. These strong, motivated, and hardworking people tend to become famous or powerful. They have some peculiar magnetism in their personality that doesn't leave others indifferent. Men born in August are disposed to osteoporosis, asthma, and thyroid gland problems. Women may have rheumatism, arthritis, and thrombosis. September. People born in the fall are often short-tempered. There is some good news as well. Those born in September, October, and November don't typically suffer from depression or bipolar disease. Everyone born in September may have problems with osteoporosis and thyroid gland problems. Men may have asthma, and women, tumors. The amazing news, though, is that all people born in September have much smaller chances of suffering from any chronic disease. October. You may argue or not, but people born in October are extremely charismatic. Coupled with romanticism and emotional intelligence, this fact makes their personalities very captivating. Men born in October are disposed to thyroid gland problems and migraines. Women are likely to have anemia and high levels of cholesterol. Both men and women may have osteoporosis. November. These good-looking people can boast their loyalty to their beloved ones. They are hardworking, calm, and collected, and they play by their own rules to achieve their goals. Too stubborn for their own good, they also need some personal space. Men born in November are likely to have chronic skin diseases and heart or thyroid gland problems. Women may suffer from heart attacks, constipation, or varicose veins. A plus is that women born in November won't have problems during their menopause. December. People born in December are usually fun to be around. They make friends easily and may have a lot of admirers. Men born in this last month of the year are likely to have cataracts, depression, and heart problems. Women are likely to have asthma, thrombosis, and chronic bronchitis. And now it's time for the bonus, the most popular professions according to birth month. Are you ready to find out if you've chosen the wrong thing to do? Together with some specific character traits and diseases, people born in particular months are likely to follow some definite career path. People born in January may become collectors, specialists in debt collection, and realtors. People born in February may become artists or performers. People born in March may become musicians or pilots. People born in April may become dictator bosses. People born in May may become sportsmen or politicians. People born in June may become CEOs or scientists. People born in July may become builders, train drivers, or performers. People born in August may become builders or politicians. People born in September may become high-achieving students or sportsmen. People born in October may become politicians. People born in November may become famous criminals. People born in December may become dentists or messiahs. So, are you in your place in life? Or did you just laugh it off? Anyway, don't take the results of this research too seriously. Don't forget that weather conditions in different countries may alter things. And what is even more important, each person evolves in their own way. So, perhaps you, born in June, will have all the traits of a person born in October. And instead of a CEO, you should become a politician.